The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard they had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world, and now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you still have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. "Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe. For again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Palm branches waving, people cheering, cloaks being laid down in the street, paving the way for the Messiah to come. This promised king to Israel comes as it was prophesied by Zechariah. He comes humbled, sitting on a donkey. The crowds were gathered because they saw Jesus heal Lazarus, raise Lazarus from the dead. Many of the crowds were leaving the chief priests and the synagogues to follow Jesus. They saw his signs, as John calls them. His signs are the miracles that he does. But they're called signs because they signify him as the Messiah, the King of the Jews. Hence, the celebration when Jesus comes riding into town. They were celebrating their king's entrance into what was essentially the capital city, because Jerusalem had the temple, which is the place of God's presence. And it would be expected that Jesus, as the messianic king, would reestablish his kingly throne in Jerusalem. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever witnessed a coronation ceremony before, but there's great celebration and honor that goes along with it. With the crown comes the power and authority to rule. Here, the people are welcoming their king into Jerusalem for the coronation ceremony. Here, the king will be crowned. His merciful signs and miracles will abound in his mission as king. He will save the people from their sins, iniquities, and transgressions. He comes to serve his people. Some of the crowds celebrated this coronation ceremony with praises and thanksgiving, calling upon their king with great hosannas, which means save us now. The anticipation of their people for generations upon generations with no Messiah had built up. Their anticipation busted into celebration on Palm Sunday. Others in the crowds believed Jesus, but were afraid to confess Jesus as their messianic king for fear of being cast out of the Jewish faith. But then yet others in the crowd plotted his death. The Pharisees feared the popularity of this newfound king. They feared that many of the Jews were going away and following Jesus. So they planned to wreck the coronation ceremony. Ironically, in trying to wreck the coronation ceremony, they brought it to completion. They placed the crown upon his head. They placed him on his throne to rule. But Jesus wasn't a king or ruler or a leader, like the President of the United States or the Queen of England. He's not exalted above others. He doesn't rule by forceful takeover. He doesn't reside in the White House or Buckingham Palace. Jesus came humbled, mounted on a donkey. He came to give peace between God and man, which is something no king can give you. He humbly rode into Jerusalem, the place of his coronation ceremony. Though his crown isn't normal, and neither is his throne, his crown is made of thorns. His crown made him bleed. His throne is made of two wooden posts nailed together in the shape of a cross. This is the place of God's glory. And when Jesus was nailed to his throne, the soldiers ascended his throne into a position for all to see. And from his throne, he paid sinful man's price for sin, bringing to completion what Christ said. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Through his suffering and death, experiencing the abandonment from his Palm Sunday faithful, an abandonment from his Heavenly Father, our King was alone, left to die on his throne. This agony brought his Father glory. Jesus said it himself in his days leading up to his coronation ceremony. He says, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose, I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." This is the kind of king you have. He seeks not his own glory. He seeks not to be delivered from the hour of suffering. Yet, painfully, full of sorrow and agony, even sweating out his own blood at the Garden of Gethsemane before he was arrested on Good Friday, he fulfilled his kingly duties. He sought the glory of his Father and denied the glory of himself. Christ sought not his own salvation, but clung to the cross's suffering. For that is where your salvation, where your salvation is found. That is where the light has overcome the darkness. That is where the ruler of this world, who is Satan, is cast out. He has no final say on your life as he tries to deceive you as he did to Adam and Eve. And through the flood of mercy which came from Jesus' pierced side at crucifixion, he lost his life, yet he found yours. His death was not in vain. When the life of the world enters into death, death is changed forever. Christ is the grain of wheat which fell into the earth and died. Upon receiving the crown of thorns and being placed upon his cruciform throne by his Father, Christ reigns as the Messiah. His death and burial in the tomb was the epitome of his coronation ceremony. In following Christ in his death and resurrection, you are granted life. By losing your life in the cruciform life of Christ, your death is changed forever. Today we also celebrate Jesus' coming. We celebrate him coming to establish his rule as king among us. And we pray for this every time we pray for the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He invites us to join him in his kingdom. He says, whoever loses his life, or whoever loves his life will lose it. That is to say, will dwell forever in eternal death. But then he says, And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. His kingdom here on earth looks foolish to the world. His kingdom looks like a baptismal font, an altar, bread and wine, a feeble preacher, and a room full of sinners. Yet through what the world considers foolish, weak, and a people willing to endure suffering, God's kingdom comes. For where the Father sends his Spirit to preach into the hearts of men concerning the kingdom of his Son, there his kingdom is. So let's celebrate. For our coronated and enthroned King comes to establish his kingdom here. In celebration, let's echo the Palm Sunday crowd with the Sanctus crying out for our King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And as we receive our King and Messiah's crucified and risen body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, he strengthens our belief, our confession, and our praises to our King who saved us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.